What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. Jesser and Big, are in the house. And tonight, the spotlight comedian is Sam Kinison. What's up, Big O?
What's up? How you doing, dog? We almost lost you there on the podcast, but it's a good thing you pulled out there from that hack.
Woo! It's a good thing they can't see the pre-roll.
I'd hate to be a somber mood and then say a soliloquy for your death there, but it's good that you came back. We're good.
But if they catch us on the live feeds, they can they actually can see that kind of shit, because it's like, you know, me and you sit here and week in and week out, and it's like when the theme song's playing, you know, we're just sitting here, you know, chilling, vibing, doing our thing, and you know, and but in the final product, it all that stuff is covered by the logo, so yeah, people know that we're back there, but you can't really see us doing anything. So, but I mean, what we're doing back there behind the scenes, it's not that spectacular. I'm like either taking a hit, taking a drag, or taking a drink, and like we're both staring at the fucking timer. So you're not missing anything.
And we make stupid jokes. We make peasant little things like we're second graders, and we love every fucking minute of it.
Believe you me, you're better off just looking at the fucking taking in the site that is the logo.
Or you can just look up about hamsters in your daily life. Look up xhamster.com to find that kind of cool stuff about hamsters in your daily life. And you'll find some really good stuff that will keep you busy until we start the show.
The utmost experts on hamsters. That, yes. Like Big O said, go to xhamsters.com.
They got the best shit that you're ever going to see about hamsters. They're little fur, and they're matted sometimes. Sometimes they're shaven, you know, but not in a bad way. And, you know, the stuff that they do with the muff is pretty good, too. I mean, it's very good, entertaining to watch.
Other thing you can do is, like, keep up with current events. Like, for instance, Caitlyn Jenner is running for governor of California.
And my gosh, now you don't have to have a hot dog in your hand. You could split it down the middle. Everyone can have a half.
The first thing I thought was, you know what? Fuck that. I don't want some, like, one of those kind of people running the fucking state, you know? What? You know, like dumb jocks.
Yeah.
And everybody immediately thinks I'm like, oh, he's dissing on transgender people. Like, no, fuck that. Because then when, you know, those world powers are out there telling about how fucking crazy they are, yeah, you know what? Our governor cut his own dick off. Like, how are you going to be more hardcore than that? You're not scaring shit. And talk about commitment. Holy fuck. I don't think I've ever seen anybody that committed to their cause as, you know, like he cut his own dick off again. So it'll be interesting to see, like, if would you say it was a split vote?
Yeah. He used to throw javelins in holes, and now he takes javelins in holes. I don't know. It's kind of tricky dick there.
Oh man, and we got one of the house band guys, one of the guitar players, in studio checking out the set. So if you hear laughing or in the background during our sets, we got something actually kind of cool planned out for you. Like, we're wrapping up the stand-up comic season, your theme season, like you guys know. And what we've decided to do is Big O is going to do his version of the Aristocrats, and I'm looking forward to it. I haven't heard it. This will be the first time I'm hearing it.
Whoa, wait a minute. I didn't agree to any of this shit. When did this happen? When were you going to fucking tell me? I'm just kidding. I knew about this all along.
And I am going to give my hand a try at stand up. Hopefully it's as good as my hand in jerking off. If that's the case, then you'll probably be seeing me on HBO or Comedy Central pretty soon. If not, then you'll still have to tune into this bullshit.
Well, if it's anything like your jerk off, you might have to slap your hands a few times for talking back and then cutting into your comedy act there.
I'm trying to work that into the material, but the segues, you know.
Be like that Caparulo when he was stand up in Minnesota, and one of the audience, the ladies, was threw a drink at him on stage when he was talking about Trump and how much of an asshole he was. Look it up; it's funny.
And we've also got some a couple of Sam Kinison inspired topics. The first one's called "Holla Holla Holla," and we'll get into that in you know, just a little bit. But you know, since we are spotlighting these comedians, I think you know, Big O and I are both on the same page as far as you know, giving you guys a little background about them, and you know, just the kind of thing of where, you know, what are some of the things they've done, you know, just because I know some of the people that are tuning in, you know, are younger, and you know, that's cool. Like, you're at that moron stage. We were all there. You know, some of us grew out of it, other of us that didn't, you know, now host podcasts. And so we're you know, we wanted to, like, give, you know, just fill in the gaps a little bit and talk about the man of the hour, so to speak. And if you don't know who Sam Kinison is, that fucking intro should have been way long enough for you assholes to Google him. So if you haven't by this point, I'm not sure what the fuck you're doing. My voice isn't that soothing. I can't imagine you're fucking jacking off, but, you know, hey, I could be wrong.
If Anyways. You haven't known who Sam Kinison is up until this time, you're doing things wrong. Your lady's lying. You're not getting the orgasm button. You're doing things all backwards. You need to look up Sam Kinison. We're not fucking lying. You're going to laugh your ass off. You got to watch him. He's funny as shit.
And make sure that you have the volume relatively low, because he is known for yelling quite a bit. One of my favorite things that I saw him in was Married with Children, just based on his stand-up and his delivery. The fact that they made him Al Bundy's guardian angel, just perfect. That was one of, like, my all-time favorite episodes of that whole series.
You know, I can't lie. That was really up there. When I was a kid, and, you know, watching the stand-up specials, Rodney Dangerfield stand-up specials, first stand-ups for a lot of these comedians live across the nation, Sam Kinison was one of them. And little-known fact that I had no idea at the time when I was a kid, much ado about nothing later on, we found out he was a Pentecostal preacher. I mean, this guy's cursing up a storm, snorting cocaine, openly adverse of what he's talking about, doing drugs, and he was a Pentecostal preacher. I mean, just blows your fucking mind and how he just went the other way.
And so when you say going the other way, does that mean switching from altar boys to, like, fucking women now, or are we talking about, like,
he might have just given just the drug thing, bread of Jesus, to a couple of those kids? Who knows?
And so that was one of the first things that fucking I thought when he was like, oh, we used to be a preacher. I'm like, oh, so you were into guys. Got it. Or younger guys, I guess.
Hey, if they didn't say no.
You know, I mean, you know, had a few of them done so, we could have seen how House of Cards was really supposed to end.
Really? Yeah, he was a nutball. I mean, he was out and, you know, partying with the best of them, just snorting coke, drinking booze, and just whorehounding everywhere he went. The guy was a misogynist to the peak, and, you know, but he brought it when he went to stand up. When he was doing his stand up comedy routines, he was just, you know, the house laughed at everything he said. He just knew how to bring the punchlines and discern everything in life towards people that were watching.
Yeah. Yo, no, absolutely. And it was just his, like, whole disdain for life was part of his shtick. You know what I mean? Like, he talk about people that have, they actually had the fucking, you know, the audacity to talk about some of the shit he was talking about. But then at the same time, having gone through what he went through, you know, and having the experience that he had, you know, maybe those are, you know, the select few that can get away with talking about that shit. Cause it's like, yeah, I could question him, but did I do it? No. Did he do it? Yeah, he actually kind of did. I mean, for a while, like, I wouldn't, you know, like, I don't think he has, like, you know, Caitlyn Jenner stick-to-itiveness. Like, I wouldn't say that for him, but he was a great deal funnier than she was. Is. Well.
Is she?
than our fucking potentially, you know, future government governor is.
Well, California's already in the shitter. Why not make it go further down the toilet?
Right. I mean, you know, and it goes back to the thing that I said last week about the whole, like, I'm not surprised by anything in 2020, 2021 anymore. It's just like, really, we're going to pile this shit onto the top of last year and this fucked up part of the first year of this year. Yeah, not surprised. I'm like, at this point, you know, if like apes that talked showed up and fucking the Statue of Liberty head on the beach, like, not gonna be surprised the
and
least
Caitlyn Jenner makes it in office and then the apes go, god damn you, you've done it, you've done it, you goddamn dirty apes.
And so, and yeah, just, I mean, the amount of crazy shit that went on this year. That's why when fucking Caitlyn Jenner, I'm running for governor, fucking Kanye West, I'm running for president. I'm like,
oh. And Johnson & Johnson, I'm running to destroy your blood. What the fuck?
The gas chambers weren't enough. We have to reinvent ourselves. You know, like, I mean, honestly, I don't think I have any surprised anymore.
I think you're going to be surprised when you find out what Soylent Green's made of. Because that's around the corner, baby.
I don't know. It's probably some fucked up shit. Fucking fetus spines and like, cat piss.
Watch Soylent Green. You'll get the joke. I'm not explaining it.
All right, guys. Well, like I said, we've got some good stuff lined up for you, and I know everybody's been in this position before. Like, you've, you know, had to supervise somebody in some capacity, and they just are doing this horribly fucked up job of whatever, like the one menial task that they had, and you know, like your last nerve was, you know, 10 minutes ago. So, this is a segment we call Holla, Holla, Holla. And, you know, I know you guys out there got at least some of these. Big O, what's the time you remember where you had to fucking holla because somebody just did like a fucked up version of their menial task?
So, I got two stories, and the stories will phase out with you. So, I'll just tell one. I'll let you tell yours so I'm not overlapping. So the first story I had, I used to work cable in the cable industry back in California. And I went to this house and, you know, I had regular routes and whatnot. And I went to buy this house to another account that I was dealing with. And this guy stopped me in the street and goes, "Hey, man, I hate your guts." And I'm like, "Well, what's going on? Why do you hate my guts? I've never been around here. It's the first time I went through on this route and the first time I saw you." He's all explained to me how his cable's shit, that he pays for all this stuff, you know, and that, you know, everything in all the rooms is all fuzzy and he can't get no channels. So I looked at his house and, you know, I asked him permission, of course, looked at his house and I saw the wire lines that were traced from the ground tap to the house. And we're talking squiggly lines, zigzags. We're talking some shitty haircut from the Brooklyn barbershop type of shit up
fucking
there, man.
Meth house.
Yeah, you see nails that were in the stucco that weren't lined up correctly and popped out the stucco and nothing's drilled correctly. I'm looking at this and I'm like, "Well, that doesn't look good." And the guy's all, "What's the matter with them?" I explain how I do my job. He's all, "Oh, okay. Well, let me show you the TV." So he shows me the TV and the first channels are all fuzzy. That's a telltale sign that his decibels are so low to me. You know, he didn't get a proper signal going into the house. I go, "How many rooms do you actually have set up in this house?" He told me 6. Like, "God damn it, part of my French, but you shouldn't have one line tapering off to 6 rooms." And I explained to him how the whole thing disperses and the channels go lower. And his mind just blew. You know, he's like, "Oh my God, no one's ever told me this before." I'm like, "No one's told you this because, you know, they're just trying to get the job done." I go, "Was it a subcontractor?" He told me, "Yeah." I'm like, "Okay, well, there's your problem." So I called my boss and I asked him if I could work some OT and get this job done right just for one customer. By the time I was done, I had trenched through his lawn and put 2 brand new cable lines that were actually waterproof and trench available for the type of task being done. And I put him to his house, and I put straight lines all the way through, tapering off each line going to each room all the way around to the front house. The first three by one line, the second three by the other line. By the time I was done, picture perfect TV throughout the house. Everything was spot on and everything looked professionally done. Everything was hanged properly. And I had to call this contractor, everything was said and done, and curse him out because he made a bad name for our company. And, you know, I was having none of it. Well, it turned out the guy didn't know what he was doing in the first place because he was never trained. So I opted to show him a couple days how to do the proper job. By the time he was done, everything was no snafu. Everything was pitch perfect, spot on. So having to deal with that and yelling at people is just fucking ridiculous.
I remember I was working this one deployment, and I had this technician that was working for me that in the interview was basically bragging about himself. And I'm like, okay, he seems legit. He seems like he knows what the fuck he's talking about. And for the most part, I think he did, but I asked him to do some shit that was out of his wheelhouse, and, you know, it's like, it's not my problem. Like, you haven't touched your toes in a long time, you know, but that's besides the point. So I asked him to do something, like, that's out of his wheelhouse, and, like, he fucking can't do, but it's simple, though, right? You know, like, based on all the bragging that he did and all the certifications that he had, he should be able to do it with his fucking eyes closed and asleep. And he, like, fucks it up, and I just fucking went off on him, and I was, like, yelling at him on the phone, and I'm like, and you bragged about all this shit you could do, and, like, you were the, like, possibly the worst technician I've ever fucking worked with, and if your company ever tries to send me anything ever again, I'm telling them no. Not only are you fired, but, like, don't ever apply with us ever again. And, like, looking hung up on him, and then called the project manager. I'm like, hey, man, for some reason, this dude doesn't, like, really feel the need to work with us anymore. I think you have to get us somebody else.
Nice.
And he's like, what happened? And I'm like, I don't know. I asked him to do some shit that he didn't know how to do, even though he said he did. And he kind of freaked out. And, yeah, I don't know. I just don't think this guy's going to work out. You might have to get somebody else, like, today.
Nice. So the second one I had was I worked at a company in robotics industry. So it was in clean room devices for, like, microchip technology. And we had this wafer polisher. And in the front half was a robot armature assembly. And the back half was a polished assembly unit. And in the front half, I was working with this robot that is in the industry, not only in, you know, automation, but in all sorts of industry, like in vehicles and whatnot. And I took to it like fish to water, man. I knew how to take this apart, assemble it, put a piece by piece back together again, and put the boards together, program it. I knew how to do all the functions on this thing. And I wasn't the trainer, but I became a lead on it. And we were working. I was on the late shift, night hours, and I was programming my robot. And when working with any type of robotic, anything with the armature, anything with movement, you have a safety window. You don't break a safety window. That's for your protection and so you don't damage robotics or any parts in there. And this safety window for this thing was a fully articulating arm. So just think of if you tore off your arm and put it on a pedestal, that whole armature movement that you would have, that's what it did. I'm working on this thing and I'm you know, putting wafers in and out and making alignments and everything. All of a sudden, like, what the fuck was that? I look over to the other side and one of my coworkers is on the ground. I'm like, oh shit, are you okay? Because I heard a thunk thunk. I'm like, fuck, you all right? What happened? This numbnuts gets up. He goes, oh man, I was reprogramming the robot here and I made a movement. He sticks his head in the fucking safety area. The robot hits him in the same spot. So he already had a knuckle sandwich right there on the forehead, hits him right there in the same exact spot. He flips to the floor, the same noise. I'm like, God damn it. Go home. Just go home. He goes, you're not my boss. I'm like, no, but if I tell the manager, he's sending you home for a long time. So just go home, come back, and we'll discuss this tomorrow night.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Talk about numbnuts.
Holy shit. Well, I mean, fucking everybody that has kids will understand this shit. So I'm at my fucking wit's end with this fucking homeschooling shit because my kid is very like technical and knows how to use shit and knows how to fucking get around shit, and I guess it's partly my fault, but whatever. That's not really the point. But he's playing his fucking video games while he's supposed to be paying attention to school, and so he's got the teacher thinking that he's looking, like, you know, right directly at her, and you know that he's hanging on her every word, and that's really not the case because he's got two other screens that are set up on his left and his right, and one, like, he's playing one video game and the other one has like fucking Discord on it, and I'm like, are you fucking out of your mind? I'm like, both of those screens better have schoolwork on them during the school day. I'm like, I don't want you playing video games during the day. Like, you got one last chance. And so then when I gave him that one last chance, the report card hadn't come out yet. And then the fucking report card came out and I was like, oh, hell no. And I go over there and he's still on the stupid fucking on the games. And so like I grabbed his fucking head and I'm like, look, I'm like making him look like really close at his screen. I'm like, look, that's your fucking problem. I'm like, see this fucking report card of fucking letters that should be vowels? I'm like, and it's not. I'm like, that's your fucking problem. Look at it. Look at it. God damn it. And I can hear Fuck Checker in the next room. Get him!
Rip him from limb to limb!
And so I'm fucking yelling. She was like, yeah, get him! And he was late getting on school this morning, too.
All of a sudden, you fucking hear Burgess Meredith, get him, Rocky! Catch that chicken!
Yeah. You're gonna fart lightning and you're gonna crap thunder.
I'm trying to give it to the boy. It'll get up my ass.
And it's a fucking, and it's the same shit when I'm in the other room too, and I hear Fuck Checker yelling at him, and like fucking, like the neighbors hear her yelling at him, and so like I'm doing the same shit. I'm in the background going, yeah, get him, son, get him. and then like fucking shouting out, oh, and he didn't fucking mop the kitchen floor like you asked him to either.
the dodgeball true story when the two are announcing everything. Let's see how this one pans out. Look at Justin Bateman and the other guy.
And it's funny because when it's the older one getting bitched at and like the older one got all my nerves that week, I'll just fucking pass by and be like, oh, are you guys talking about like that whatever thing he was supposed to do and he didn't? And it's like, it's totally not what they're talking about, but I already know that. So yeah. I'm like, oh, were you talking about that shit that like we had asked him to do like last week and he still didn't do it? Oh, no, you weren't. Oh, okay. Oh, my bad. Like, I didn't know you weren't talking about that. And I just fucking walk away and then listen to Fuck Checker go off on him for that shit, too.
Everybody stand up who's completed their task for the week and can go back and relax and joke and have fun. Boy, sit down. Oh, God. What are we going to do with these kids, man? We can't kill them. Says some people, but you know, we got it sometimes, right? We should.
We're minorities. We beat our children. Everybody knows that.
It's chunkla time.
Come on, Julio, fight like your mom was kicking your ass at Walmart.
Come on, Rocky, you can do it. Oh, fuck, man. We've all been there with this homeschooling thing. You know, I tell you what, I really appreciate teachers, you know, but God damn it. You know, I don't really, I'm not one of those parents that believe the teacher should be teaching my kid everything that they, you know, I should be teaching. You know what? Just teach him reading, writing, arithmetic, send him home. I'll teach him the rest about life. I don't care about talking about sex. I don't care about talking about, you know, STDs, whatever in life they need to learn. That's what I'm here for. But for God's sakes, keep your fucking mindset set out of my kids. You know, I don't need them. You know, I'm okay with any race. I'm okay with any religion. I'm okay with any sexuality. But you know what? It's not for you to teach my kid that. It's for me to teach them and to be open-minded to that. Because when they're skewed on one end and not open on the other end, it's just, it's a travesty. They just don't understand that they have to be all-inclusive with everything in their mind before they make a judgment.
That reminded me of this school year. Like, I paid the tuition in advance, like, for the whole year, and then I didn't feel like doing fundraisers or like fucking volunteer hours, so there was a fee if you don't want to do that, so I paid that shit too. And so there's a fucking PTA meeting, and the fucking teachers are, or you know, a parent teacher meeting, and so we're right. Like fucking in there, and they're talking about like, oh, well, you got to fucking, you know, you guys got to help your kids at home and like help tutor them. And I'm like, raise my hand. I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't work here.
Well, so half of the problem with these, and everybody can attest to this, half the problem with this homeschool shit is that they are giving the students curriculum to do, which is fine. And they're doing it in a way where they don't have guides or studies or examples. They're not sending them home or setting them up with those examples. And God damn it, I don't remember how to do fractions from when I was in high school. Give me a freaking example so I know what the hell you're talking about. And I'm asking my daughter, you know, hey, how are you learning this? What are the examples given? I don't know. Well, then I guess you're going to have to look it up on the interweb because I don't know.
And you know what? And that's what I, some of the things that I tell my kid is like, you know what? Whose fucking problem is that? I already passed that class. I don't have to do that shit. You're the one that's going to fail if you don't figure it out. So yeah. Like, can you spell Google? Spell it for me. And he's like, G-O-O-G-L-E. I'm like, uh-huh. Now, can you type that into a web browser? And he goes, okay, fine. I'm like, no. I'm going to finish my fucking thought. And he just sits down. He's like, I'm like, you can sigh all you fucking want, but go Google it. And he's like, can I go Google it now? I'm all, you may go Google it now.
Google it, go.
He was like, thanks, Dad. You were fucking super helpful. I'm like, again, not my problem.
That's what I'm here for. Super Dad.
So, yeah, no, it's just like, and he's sitting there sighing and fucking huffing and puffing about this fucking a project that he had to do like for 2 weeks, right? And he's on spring break, and all he's doing is like the chores that I asked him to do in the morning, and then he plays his video games the rest of the fucking time.
Right.
Doesn't work on this fucking project at all. So the night before it's due, he's over there like having a fucking heart attack, and me and Fuck Checker are just passing by him like not giving a fuck and like totally ignoring him, the fact that he's like trying to like fucking signal I need help, and he's not saying shit because he knows the first thing out of both of our mouths are gonna be like, well, how long did you have to do this? I'm kind of busy right now. You should have asked me 2 weeks ago and got assigned to you instead of dicking around.
Daddy's got to get a sex on later, bitch.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm trying to get laid, motherfucker. I'm out of here. Peace.
Don't be a cock blocker as well as a loser.
I'm like, good luck with that fucking science project. You might want to take it a little farther back in the house.
Yep, we're sick-minded people, I tell you what, but that's the first thing in everybody's mind. I don't care how sane you are, the first thing you're thinking of is how to get to the jugular.
And the first time the older one goes, oh, you motherfucker, I looked him straight in the face and went, yes, I am. In this case, it literally is your mom.
Isn't that what I told you last time we played Call of Duty? Mm-hmm. I told you I'd fuck your mom. I told you I would. And now look where I am.
And it's like that, you know, like you can't, it's hard to like fucking, you know, Call of Duty with kids anymore. Because the first time you tell them, I'm going to fuck your mom tonight, they, you know, they get all weepy and it's like, Dad, stop.
Yep. And you're like, no, I can't stop. It's too good. It's too tight. Lucky you came out of preemie, baby, because you didn't stretch that out. I'll tell you what, kid.
You didn't breastfeed because of me, motherfucker. Oh, man. Well, speaking about incest, we've got something really fucking special lined up. If you caught the Gilbert Gottfried episode, you heard us talk about it, give you the background of it. You heard my version of it. Now we are going to be treated to Big O's version of The Aristocrats. And again, if you are just newly tuning in, Google The Aristocrats. Don't be fucking lazy. You need something to do with your other hand anyways. And so, long time running joke, and every fucking comedian who's anybody's ever done it, so we're gonna fucking give it our crack at it, and Big O, stage is yours.
Well, in the lieu of Gilbert Gottfried and all the greats that have done this, Bob Saget and everyone else, all the other comedians, I'm gonna go into my version of The Aristocrats. So, a man walks into a talent agency. The man says, Mr. Rothstein, I have greatest act in the world that you will regret if you pass up. Mr. B states, listen, I'm busy, man, but I don't have, I just don't have the time for your new act. You know, I can't do this. You know, you come in unannounced and you expect me to watch this. The man states, you can't pass this up. It's greater than sliced bread, more awesome than single cell mitosis, more lovely than an open field of poppies, more magnanimous than Abe Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. Okay. Stop. Stop. Let's see it. But hurry, because I got a little bit of time. Right. So the man opens up the door and lets his wife, his daughter, and his son in. Also the dog, the cat, and the lizard come traipsing in with them. The son pulling a wagon with them in there, the animals, of course. And the man starts juggling seven bowling pins, right? He's going as fast as he can. After 1 minute of going round and round with seven pins, he starts slinging them at the family, bops the mother in the head, hits the daughter in the gut, gets the son right upside the head, pulls it out on the dog. The dog whispers away, goes, rawr, 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 hits the cat, rawr, throws it at the lizard, and the lizard dies. The wife gets up and starts shooting eggs from her vagina at her husband and the children, causing yolks to splatter all over the place. The son and the dad use Chinese finger trap cuffs on their dicks, lock into a death grip on their tips as they swing gently at first, rotating on cartwheels, then violently into a sidekick rotation as it flies through the air. The mother throws a Ginsu knife at them, severing the Chinese link in between them, giving him a nice cut bris on the sun that they never gave him earlier. So now he's bleeding all over the place, blood all over, just like a freaking water fountain, just all over the ceiling, over the glass, hits the father in the face, man. They don't know what the shit's going on. It's going all crazy. The dog goes over to the dead lizard and starts humping it, causing it to explode. Next thing you know, the family starts throwing up violently at this act. Everyone's just vomiting all over the place. The mother's vomiting on the floor. The daughter's vomiting. The son's vomiting. The father, who was enjoying this up until this point, starts vomiting. The dog sees all this vomit and starts rolling around. He's rolling in the vomit. He's making a freaking fucking snow angel and vomit, just going crazy. At the meantime, across the way, minding his own business as a businessman, 30 stories up, looking into the window of Mr. B's office, sees this unholy act happening and decides to lunge to his death. As he's falling down, 30 stories down, the business, you know, as he's going down, he's thinking, I should have jumped when I first saw the finger trap, you know, not realizing that there was much more to come. As he's flying through his death, he goes into a state of bliss where he starts thinking about his past. He starts thinking about, you know, being a baby, you know, when he got his first kiss, his, you know, first orgasm. And then he comes back to realization only to find the sister of the family getting fucked by the son. At this point, the cat had the same idea as the businessman, starts jumping to his death at the same time. So now the businessman is falling at the same time as a cat from this building with only a street apart as they look each other and do a death lock with their eyes. As they go to the ground, they realize what's headed for them and then kiss the cement and just explode all over the ground. Now, as this is happening, as this is wrapping up, Mr. Brothstein starts to speak up, but immediately shuts up when he sees the father starting to spread clown paint all over his face. And then also on his crotch. And on his crotch, he starts making what looks like to be a homeless man with a long nose. So as he's doing this, the son pulls a trombone up from his own ass and starts playing the March of the Elephants with it from his ass. Now, the father is cracking the leftover eggs left in your mom's vagina with the hobo nose, right? As he's pound-towning that and cracking eggs, his sister, the son's sister, gets up and starts to go over to the guy, to the father. And as she's on the ground on her fours, he pulls out and the long nose business or the long nose a clown spews snot all over her back, so blows his nose all over her. And then the son starts putting the trombone up to his mouth and starts finishing up the March of the Elephants. Now he's got cold blisters all over his mouth. The father's jumped all over his daughter. The wife has got cracked eggs in her vagina, and the father puts up both fists. The mother and the daughter start doing a cartwheel act, jump off the wall like ninjas, fly through the air, land simultaneously on each fist as he holds him. As he goes upwards and holds it up, the son comes up from behind the father and then starts butt-fucking him and finishing off the act. The man yells out, ta-da! And it's just a strange quiet. Lasts for about 2-3 minutes, There's piss, there's shit, there's vomit, there's tears, there's sweat. A prickly pear. It's all over the place. How the prickly pear got there, I don't know. Nobody knows, but it's there. It's fucking there. Who cares? Mr. B with a cigar in his mouth, train stack of smoke going through the air as he's puffing away in a vengeance, starts looking at him after the third minute of quiet, just starts slow clapping. He goes, this is excellent. This is great. This is what I need. We're all going to be famous. You're going to be rich. What's the name of your act? The man, the father, he's looking around. He goes, well, the name of our act is the Blake Family Temperance County Walk. He's all, no. That just isn't going to cut it. Tell you what, I've been waiting for an act. I've been waiting for something special, and you're it. I got the perfect name for your act. We're going to make millions with it. You're going to be known as the Aristocrats.
That was fucking awesome. Good job, man. Spot on. That was good. Like, it had every, like, sitting here on the judging panel, we checked off every fucking staple that the Aristocrats joke has to have. It had the piss, it had the shit, it had the vomit, it had the blood, it had the family members, it had the fucking family pets. Like, end to end, fucking incredible job, man. That was good. That was really good.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Well, that is a fucking, god damn it, I know I should have gone on first. There's no way I should be closing for that. This is gonna be bullshit.
Hey, you've done it to me once before.
This is like fucking Rob Schneider and fucking Big Daddy. This is bullshit. You give him easy ones.
Oh, so true.
So we're gonna go ahead and hop on over to my fucking attempt at stand-up, and hopefully you guys laugh. We got a small audience. And so we're gonna go ahead and do this. So give us 1 second for a fucking scene change.
This is bullshit. Hey, so just like we said, everybody, we're going to start with our stand-up here with Jester coming at you live from L.A. He makes sure to put the lotion on the hands for his guests. Here's your stand-up comedian, Jester.
What's up, everybody? It's Jester here. I don't know if you guys know, I got this little podcast called the Rice and Beans Podcast. It's a, you know, comedy podcast. And this season we're doing, you know, kind of an homage and, you know, tribute to stand-up comics. So I thought it was fitting that, you know, maybe I get up and try and see if I don't make too much of a disgrace of, you know, stand-up comedy or, you know, myself in the process. But, you know, we're gonna give it a shot. And, you know, and I guess when I thought about doing, you know, stand-up, I was like, what the fuck am I going to talk about? You know, stuff like, you know, I guess I got some good advice. You know, go on stuff that you know. And, you know, the stuff that I know, I mean, it's probably going to be a little disappointing. It's going to make you step back and say, God damn, like, at least my life's better than his. Fuck, whatever. It is what it is. And so some of the things that I thought about, and this is like something that came up the other day, it's like things that women say to start a fight. And we're talking about those things that women say that are just like their version of come at me, bro. Their version of fucking bring it. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. You know, questions like, you know, stuff like, you know, do I look fat in this dress? You know, is that girl prettier than me? Stop calling me a cunt. Like, just like fucking random absurd things that they say just to get you going, just to start a fight, you know. And I heard one the other night. The other night, I'm at dinner, and, you know, it's new people. And so, you know, I'm trying to behave. And for me, that's kind of hard. But, hey, give it the old college effort. So she starts talking, and she goes, you know, how old do I look? And the first thing that I did, you know, knowing that, like, okay, I'm around new people, like, I have to be good, I immediately picked up my drink and just started drinking. I don't know if you've been in that situation before. Very uncomfortable. Like, you know what you want to say. I knew the first thing I wanted to say was, well, I don't know. How old is the Crypt Keeper? I mean, you look like his, you know, fairly older cousin. You know, and one of those, like, chicks that it was like, I won't say that she was old, but when she started giving roadhead, it was technically still sucking dick on horseback, you know? And so thoughts like that immediately come to my mind. Cause, you know, people like that, like, they ask the question for shock value, and it's like, oh, okay. Yeah, I get it. But, like, I'm the wrong person to ask those kinds of questions to, because immediately that's my fucking answer. I was like, I don't know, Mom Raw, when did you get your fucking cape, your red cape? You know, shout out for the fucking Thundercats people in the house. Like, there's not many of you, but, like, you paid to get in here, and, you know, it's a 2-drink minimum, so I appreciate it. It's all I'm saying. You know, some of the other things that they say, like, you know, like, how can you not know why I'm mad? Well, because I'm not a fucking psycho, first of all. I mean, you know, there could be a multitude of reasons that you're, you know, pissed off, but am I going to incriminate myself on all of them? No. Like, this is, you're the one that wanted to fight today, not me. I was perfectly content with sitting here on the couch and, you know, not doing shit. But no. I'm supposed to know why you're mad at me. Well, it's probably a lot of reasons, because I know me. And yeah. There's a ton of fucking reasons to be pissed off, and I wouldn't fucking blame you in the least bit. But, you know, making me play the guessing game on a Saturday when football's on, come on, like, work with me here. Like, can't you be pissed off on me when at a time of the season when there's no sports on? You know, the other things that they say, another thing they say, typical. Well, if it's typical, then you already knew what my response was going to be. Like, why is there a fucking point of contention? Why are you surprised? I don't know why there's any surprise. That's what gets me. Why are you surprised if it's typical? You knew I was going to say that. You knew I was going to react like that. But no. No, we still had to go there anyways. And, you know, I deal with it as best I can. You know, back in the day, I used to get mad. I used to, you know, fight back. And now it's just kind of like, you know, you hear those things that are, you know, are going to take up a lot of your time. A lot of your time that you'd rather spend doing something else. So you just kind of go with it. And, you know, and and it's like, you know, there's different kinds of people out there. Like, you know, there's people that shouldn't be parents, you know, like Casey Anthony, John and Patsy Ramsey, any of the Kardashians, Donald Trump, you know, me, you know, I should not be a parent. I mean, this, I think there are things that I think that are funny, and there are things that are things I think are funny to say out loud. Unfortunately, sometimes those two tend to coincide when it comes to my children. And the thing is, I'm sure they're proud of their achievements in Minecraft, but I could care less. I really could. I could sit here and lie and say that I care, but I'm not going to. I don't. and I don't like make any qualms about it either. Like, my kid comes over to me the other day and he was like, "Dad, I just got this and this achievement in Minecraft." And I just looked at him with a straight face and I went, "Your parents must be so proud." And I walked away, and then he just kind of stood there and, like, you know, like wondering, like, what the fuck? And, like, did he really just say that? And what an asshole kind of face on him. You know, another time, like, he, you know, he has the same intro for every time he wants to talk to me. So, you know, like, he starts in with his stuff, you know, starts in with his, you know, sales pitch. And I walk over to him and I push him on the forehead and I say, "Skip intro." And he just, like, kind of stands there and he doesn't, like, he doesn't understand what's going on. He just looks really confused. So I use that as the appropriate time to, like, walk away and, like, just get away from that bullshit. You know, them being at home with this home learning, it's been rough, man. I mean, like, you know, I'm glad, you know, that, you know, teachers are around and it's a profession and they take them for 8 hours of the day. And, you know, it's great. Like, I enjoy it. Like, you know, getting the occasional nooner at lunch isn't bad. You know, but just having the little motherfuckers out of the house for, you know, a few hours a day, it's, you know, comforting. And if you're a parent, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I don't know any fucking happier people than when, you know, they said, "Oh, schools are going to go back into session." Like, the, you know, I told Fuck Checker, "Hey, we should probably buy some stock in fucking champagne, you know, companies, because, you know, the amount of bottles are going to get popped when, you know, the kids have to go back to school is going to be fucking ridiculous." Yeah. We didn't. It went up. I wouldn't have to be doing this bullshit if it didn't, but we didn't buy. But I digress. Anyways, so, you know, like, it's just, like, again, people that shouldn't be parents, me, like, raising a smart-ass kid, and I realize that, you know, my kid's sense of humor is, like, along the same lines as mine. He walks up to me the other day, and he's like, "Dad, let me tell you a joke." I'm like, "Oh, fuck, all right, whatever, at least it's not your fucking Minecraft videos." And so he goes, "How many silent K's are in the word politics?" I'm right away, I was like, "Oh, I like where this is going, but this is probably something that's going to get me in trouble." And so he goes, I'm like, "How many?" And he goes, "3. And it was right about the time where I'm like, "Man, I'm glad Fuck Checker is not here right now, because I would be in so much trouble." And, you know, it's like, as a parent, you know, and a huge fan of comedy, it's like, what do? Do you like get mad at them? Because that was kind of good. I'm like, I'm not going to lie, I was laughing pretty hard. I'm like, I am, like, kind of worried for my own skin. So I don't know if that's selfish on my part, but fuck that. Like, I don't want to have to come home to a bitching wife. Like, you guys that are married, like, you know what that's like. It's unpleasant. Nobody wants to do it. You know, and so I laugh and I tell him, like, "Hey, I don't care if you tell me that kind of a joke, but if your mom's home, could you do me a favor, and, like, you especially, and, like, fucking not do it? Because if you do, I'm going to act like I don't know you." And he was like, "You would really, like, throw me into the bus like that?" I'm like, "You're goddamn right I would throw you into the bus like that. Like, I would throw you into the bus for so much less, and I already have." I'm like, when you're 18, you're going to be super pissed that when somebody has to explain these jokes to you, but you're going to be pissed nonetheless. And, you know, it was about that time where he was like, "Okay, whatever," and then just walked away. And And so it made me think, I'm like, okay, well, at least I'm raising kids with thick skin. I think about all these people that, you know, have never been able to take jokes, or, you know, at their expense, or, like, you know, gotten pissed off if somebody made a joke at their expense, even if it was like their own family member. But, you know, like, this kid doesn't do it. He, like, fucking just is like, okay, whatever, be an asshole, I'm out of here. And he just bails. And I think that's good. But, you know, and so that's something that I'll let slide. You know, there's other things that I'll let slide. Like, you know, the fact that he's not supposed to be playing video games or watching TV. And then Fuck Checker pissed me off, you know, the other day. So she's not here. So guess who gets to watch TV and play Xbox? Like, you know, there's certain things that I'll let slide. Like, I didn't do some extra shit that you had asked me to do, you know, and it was something that really I was supposed to have done, because Fuck Checker asked me if I was supposed to do it or was going to do it, and I told her yes. And so, you know, he'll, you know, oh, I didn't get around to, you know, to doing this. And, you know, it's not like I can, like, punish him or ground him for that, because the, you know, like, fucking little rat, like, he'll drop dime on me in a second. And the first time Fuck Jagger asked him, well, what do you punish for? Oh, because I didn't do some shit that dad was supposed to do. Oh yeah, that's not gonna work out really well for me, you know. So, like, again, like, I think there are certain people that can be parents, but unfortunately I don't think I'm one of them, even though I already have children. But hey, I mean, I guess we'll see. I'll let you know in, like, you know, like, 6 more years when he's 18 and he's living on his own. It's like Fuck Checker's least favorite joke of mine. So, you know, like, a job that I'm not supposed to do, you know, kind of like, you know, being a response editor for Siri and for Alexa, you know, because it would be like, Alexa, you know, how much do you have to weigh before you're considered obese? Like, my response would be like, you know, you ask an awful lot of questions for a fat guy. You know, or stuff like, oh, Siri, how do you feel about the elections? Great, two old guys that don't know shit. You know, like, I think that there are certain jobs that some of us are supposed to do and some of us that are, like, we're not supposed to do. Like, there's no way I should have been a doctor. None whatsoever. I don't know if you ever saw that TV show House. Yeah, just like that. There's no way I could deal with that amount of stupidity without being as sarcastic as I really am. Like, it's hard to hide, like, the sarcasm and, like, the sense of humor from new people, especially new coworkers. I just got a new job, and so, you know, everybody's on the conference call and everybody's telling jokes, and I'm like, I've got some really, really good ones that I super can't use, because, again, I just met these people, and, you know, I'm trying to be good, and it's better than unemployment, blah blah blah. So, anyways, they are flashing the light at me, and I'm getting towards the end of my set, but this has been a really cool experience. I dug it, and who knows, maybe in the future, Big O and I will be back up here, standing up behind a microphone, and getting shit done for you. Until next time.
That was Jester, everyone. Give a big hand for Jester.
All right, guys. Well, hey, that was a fun time. I dug that. That was difficult. You know, I'm not gonna lie. Like, we had this part of the show, or part of the season, both actually, planned out for quite some time, and you know, sitting down and writing jokes, and it's not as easy as all those folks that do stand up make it look. So when you pay for that ticket, or you pay for that recording, or, you know, you go and check them out, there was some serious time put into that stuff. So,
yes,
you know, respect where respect is due. There's absolutely no way I could do that for a living.
But you pulled it off like a champ, man. And keep in mind, everybody out there, you know, we did this for this year, this season, on a whim, you know, come up with some ideas for, you know, retrospect to the comedian stand up. We're not doing this all the time. We're doing this as a leeway into, you know, something that we're going to expand upon and make our own. So we're happy to do this for the comedians out there. We're happy to do this to show, you know, appreciation for their stand-up and everything they've done to make us laugh. And then we're going to move on to our own method and styles out there. So be looking forward to season 5 as we come up with new stuff.
Yeah, yeah. We were renewed for season 5, so we're excited. We've got... we're going to be working with a slightly bigger team yes. this season, and we're planning a lot more stuff for you guys. So expect some sketches, some reoccurring characters, some segments. You can expect the great commentary that you've come to know and love on Rice and Beans as that staple. So we are going to definitely be back. Again, we've still got a couple more episodes to finish up, and we're going to have another guest on in the next few episodes. And she's a model and a chef and a really cool person, and we've come to know her over the years. And so she's going to go ahead and stop by and chat with us. And so don't miss that. That's going to make for a really good show. So until next week.
When life's got you down like a big shit on your crown, look for a pick-me-up with rice and beans in your cup.